to call your attention back again to what is disturbing. It's hard to understand. What bothers me is I never picked this up with my Shreya Zatzal on his Yudches, how he defines tavlin in reference to coffee and tea. I don't think we can accept the idea that tea says it can't be included among tavlin. Coffee and cocoa are tavlin. I don't think we consider it that way. I think we consider tea and coffee as ochel. And therefore falls under the category of regular ochel, the heter, the tablet you can put in the kirishon, even going to most and cliche, certainly according to many halacha l'maaseh, we want to be machmir on cliche ni sheyatso letters bo, right? But to put them in the category of coffee and cocoa or tablin, I think it's just an orientation to things that dissolve and don't add any substance, any density to it. So it treats it as if this is a spice. I don't think we consider it that way. And tea and coffee and cocoa should be treated like regular ochel. All right, now up to your test. Important in its own right, these little truths really give you a chance to see whether you know the Gemara, whether things are making sense to you. Halacha l'maaseh. That's the test I told you many times already. That's what's called Torah l'shma. Torah l'shma means you learn Torah, now you know what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants of you. Okay, look at your test. Hamutal aros mayim miklirisho leklisha nosa bo tipi mayim shivashim tano. That's the last thing we learned yesterday. Right, and he makes a chilik between water that was cooked once and water that was not cooked once. So the chilik, whether the cup was residue from your previous cup of tea, or whether it's residue from rinsing out your first cup of tea. If you're rinsing out, then the teepim, the drops are there, had never been cooked before, then you should be machmir. And on the, if it was water that was cooked before, you don't have to be machmir.
We see that
okay, you got that straight?
Can we say that it's just like it's so small, it's not even...
What?
It's so small, it's not... I mean, there's little drops of water. So, I mean, so can we say that Halacha doesn't even recognize
okay,
it?
So answer that question yourself right now. Answer that question yourself. Hotsi Shiel or Samanatola? You're probably Shiulin. If the act is an act of malacha, even though it's insignificant, right? It's also osur ben haTorah. There's no chatos, there's no mitzvah bezdin, but osur it is ben haTorah, not ben rabbanon. Okay, you got it? The Yutes is an iru kli rishon. Okay, you people with us? Toby, you have one of those things there?
Yeah.
Rafi was kind enough to provide another set for those who are suffering from early Alzheimer's. I don't remember what they put the first one.
I'll
get it from everyone.
You
got another one yet? That's it. Unbelievable. It's kind of service that's provided here. Okay. Up to Chof now. In Iru Mayim, Ikirisho, Likrisha, Eshbo, Tipi Mayim, Karam, Shonas, Vashu, Koyle, Me, Mutum, Yevin. Okay. In other words, you did something wrong. You had droplets of water which were never cooked before. Water from rinsing out your cup, right? And now you went ahead, right? And you poured a cup of tea. You have to pour it out or not? Is it an Isu Shabbos that you did shogeg, right? And therefore falls into the machlokas. We haven't discussed that one in detail yet. That's the other thing that we want to finish off before this one is out. I prepared for you on Mloch Yisichel Gufa and on this Menem Memlecha Shabbos, a full treatment, which it's my handwriting. I should reproduce it, just give you a copy, it'd be easier. We'll discuss it, of course, but Mitchum will try to do that. Are you Nenem Memlecha Shabbos? That's the Shaita. Okay. It's also Lenos Memlecha Shabbos. Now you went ahead and you poured your Kli Rishon, right? You with us? Your Kli Rishon onto droplets of water. We said before that those you should be machmen not to do that, but you did it, right?
Rabbi, what are the words after Bidiyevid here?
The Kosav Atefelos Yisrael. The one I gave you, Kalkela Shabbos Sof Hilchas Chimum. Okay, now by the way, you should review that. That's always a good. I do that regularly. That's just puts everything back into the memory cells. Yeah. The Amayim Shizvasho Einam Betelim. That Bittul doesn't apply to it. Why the Bittul doesn't apply to it? But generally, we have a klal that dovo sheyesh lo matirin, no bittul. Okay, let me explain that to you again. I think I did once. That's a famous, the Hezbo, the famous Ranan in the Doran, on Daf Nun Beis. Heter beheter doesn't become bottle of that. What's heter beheter? Like comets. There was a beetle, right? Before it became comets, so it's heter beheter. Beetle requires conflict. If we're fighting, I know who's stronger. The Ochel Acharov, then beetle replies. If there's no fight, we just coexist, everything is fine. We coexist with a piece of chaza, not so fine. So you need a conflict. Shaila is halachic conflict enough? Therefore, there's machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, with a heter beheter bottle or not. Dovah sheyesh lo matirin, everybody holds, is not bottle. Why? What do you want to fight with me for? Wait a few hours, and we'll be friends. Wait for after Shabbos, no problem. Why should I rely on a whole halacha of acheram lahatos, right, to impose my will on you? We could be friends after Shabbos. That's the attitude. That's the hezbo of the Rada. Very nice hezbo. In other words, bittul requires conflict. If I can mediate the conflict, it shouldn't be a fight, then why not fight with me? Got it? Therefore, Yisuri Shabbos go away. Nenem Lecha Shabbos, so you wait for Zeisha Yasu, there's no machlokas anymore. Right? Therefore, Bittul doesn't apply. That's yes, if Bittul doesn't apply, and I did something bad, I had those drops. They're not bottle, and then I have Yisur in there. Can I drink that cup of tea?
We're saying
that
it's not
so
batel.
If Rabbi asked me, I say, Hakmanish can shine, take another cup of tea. Okay. Right. But that's not how you pass in halacha. Very important cloud. Okay, I prepared that for you, which I will get over to you right after Shabbos. Write for myself with my handwriting. I can read it. I got to write it for you to be able to read it after we write it. The halacha is also lehenos min lecha Shabbos. Tell me, how much anor do you have from those three droplets that were there? That's the hezbi. No one says it. That's his own analysis. That you need the anor from it. I have no anor from it. That's two things. Number one, there are those who hold, right, that the tipping there some that machmir inconsequential or whatever it is. But the basic heter is there's no handoff from it. Look at the answer. Yichu kos b'mayim shonis b'achtel klal, meaning water that really came from rinsing your cup. She nishalo tipo she kosavti should be right. She yesh leso. Poshut shemuto, yachad den isu bol kedel. Remember what he said before. You got to remember that first of all, he said that maybe even on uncooked water there's no isu, because it's a psikreisha delunichali. I did it. I can't avoid doing it. Subsecration. I certainly boiled it up, but I have no interest in that. So it's a lo nichli, and the oruch, who's a rishon, holds that psikreisha nichli is mutter. Therefore, there's already a tzad mutter even by uncooked water. You can see. Look, the previous tshuva yutes, where he refers to it. Then the second svara setavos yisrael. But the bottle of samach, who behold you have in mayim, she can no mehem al the ribu hakamus. Right? Who nesser lohuter al the bitl below itam yeshua matirin. Because it's a dog yeshua matirin. But if there's no hanor from it, so it becomes a not a nene mimlecha Shabbos. Then Amlach Shabbos has to be for real. You see, I don't want you to benefit. What benefit are you getting from drinking this cup of tea because it had three droplets of water in it? Okay? So two reasons why it says if you did it, it's mutter. Number one, because it all holds that a psikreisha delo nichli is mutter. Second, it's Tiferes Yisrael who says that it's also, he's talking about, I put half a cup of cold water, and then I added half a cup of hot water. Now try to pour out the cups and go, I'll lose a half a cup of cold water. If I pour it out, what are you going to lose? Three droplets of water, right? That's not a thing that you have hanor from. And therefore, there's no violation of the halacha of osel oleenos mim lecha Shabbos. Followed? The Mordechai, are you with us, or are you too busy with pizza, whatever it is?
It's not pizza,
not
but...
pizza,
no. It's meat, but I think I'm with him.
Yeah, okay.
I just never tried to see lunch, I'm sorry.
This gets a little complicated. Isa b'mishnabu b'simen shim yud ches. Remember now, this is a person who's getting ready to publish this. The Ravai does zechon v'rocha publish his popular halacha books on halachas, Shabbos, Nidah, etc. So that's why you're getting all these questions being fired. And I told you 99% were in a car while driving from the yeshiva to his home. Okay. Then he prepared them and he submitted it to the Shreya for approval, that he recorded accurately what he said.
So these words were written by who?
I'm sorry?
So these words that we're reading were written by who?
These words, they are written now by the Shreya. This he published in English, and he wrote his own words. He had either handed in to him what he said. Just remind him of the question. He didn't need to read his answer. He wrote the answer. Right. Here's the question. Isa b'mishnah brura. Listen carefully. It's a little complex situation because we don't really know exactly what the instrument was, what this utensil was. The mulyo sheino gorof, right, or samavar, that you didn't take out the coals. Remember, we went to the Gemara, the samavar had a cone of hot coals inside with the water around, or the reverse, and that was made, right? And they didn't take out the hot coals on Shabbos. Ein shos man on the Shabbos. Why? Mipnei shu also yprokim misyorei shemas akel piruko b'mosef mayim. New concern. What we're afraid of, let me call your attention to our present situation. You have an electric coffee pot that most people use, a Shabbos pot, right? I think all of them try to avoid this, have a system in which you can't empty the pot completely.
Yeah.
Why? You don't want the electric coil to go when the pot is dry, right? You'll injure the whatever, injure the coils themselves most likely. So there they didn't have such a system. Therefore, there's a danger that you'll drain it dry. When you drain it dry, you run the danger of killing your samovar. And therefore, we're afraid that you will add water to save the samovar. That's the Rabbanu Meir d'Gzeira. Okay? Look at it. Yibnei shu osoy prokin. It's made in pieces. You got it? You with us? New people. It's made in sections. In other words, it's welded together. It's not one solid piece of metal. Therefore, Mishore Shema Yisakel Piruko. Maybe you will destroy the connection, the Piruko. In other words, that which is holding it together, the weld, right, that's holding it together. If you heat it too hot, it'll break through the weld. Kosa Shelakein Hasamavar also Litu Memeno Mayim B'Shabbos Kuchein Gov Min HaGecholim. Right? Shemati Mimoran, this is what Ida is writing. Shem Bidud Mayim Chashmali Chalono, our coffee pot, right? Our whatever you call it, teapot, coffee pot, Shabbos pot, right? Muto Wasisi Ladas Tamo. You want to know why the Shreya says it? It's nonsense. Don't have to worry about it. But our coffee pot is also not gold. It's not gold, right? The electricity is on all the time. So it keeps it there. Why aren't you afraid? You drain it dry and... what's the answer? Okay. Poshut. You shouldn't like a chash sepshvala. We don't have that concern, period. In other words, we don't, our pots, we don't have a danger of it running dry. He didn't give it details why. So all he knows is that you let you, I told you, coffee, tea, Mashiach will make his own. So he knows that you don't have to worry about it getting, if it, you run out of water, you have no water, but that's all. You still have a pot left.
Aren't there the ones that have the heating element that'll burn out if it doesn't have water there?
But they all have water.
Yes, but our pots are made so that they cannot be, they cannot dry out.
They'll just turn off automatically, we're saying?
It turns off. In other words, it empties out before it gets all dry. You can't, it's made so you cannot, that gauge on it, right, let you know, right, there's no more water in the pot. Right. But there is water in the pot. Shabbos night, when you empty that pot which you used up all the tea, you realize there's water in there. 2 cups, 3 cups of water still left in there. Because it doesn't let you drain that water out. Now, theoretically, if you want to leave it for a week, it'll burn. It'll evaporate all the water. Right? You with us?
But if there was not a mechanism that had a stop that preserved a certain amount of water,
it made a stop so that the hole from which the water comes out is set.
It's too high.
Not at the bottom, but a little higher up. It can drain out. That's a law of physics. That water doesn't run uphill.
But if that were not the case,
yeah, then you have a chance.
Then we have the same. Right. Then, okay.
Here you have a real nice shaila, because that has to do with minhag Yisrael be'eretz Yisrael. Minhag Yisrael be'eretz Yisrael. Nobody has a blech. They all have this Shabbos platter, mm-hmm. Whatever that's supposed to mean, right? And the Shabbos platter is made. You turn it on. It doesn't even have a switch. Mm-hmm. You plug it in, it goes on. You pull the switch, you take out the plug, it goes off. Right. It maintains a constant temperature. But it's heat. It's a lot of baloney that it doesn't cook. You leave, put on cold water there. After an hour, it'll be boiling. After a half hour, it'll be boiling. Right. So why don't you need a blech? Why don't you need kotum? Go with the cotton. Okay? You got it, Chabay. Dot chimu maim chashmali, she after lahag bechomo, I cannot adjust the flame. I can't adjust the heat. Him so blech b'shabbos l'shiyah. Do I need a blech b'shabbos for shiyah? Meaning for putting it on Friday? On your stove, you have to have a blech. Tshuva, a moment, shelo alatano, lo shag lahasa blech. Himemido alatano, afemitsido, ein soch, so blech, solishanos, misha kalim. Achramuva madua, yamidu alatano. And every tshuva is fully explained. If I put my platter on the stove, so visualize, I have one fire on, one jet is on, and when if you were making Shabbos for yourself and you want to leave a chold, you're yourself or 2 people or 3 people, friends eating together, you can buy an asbestos or a trivet made of metal. You put on one flame, that's all. So imagine, visualize such a thing. That's what the trailer, you have to understand his imagery. So imagine I have on the stove, I have one thing has a blech. One jet has a blech on it. There I have a one pot, a chot. Here I have another electric thing, and I put it out without a blech. Therefore, he says, if it's on the stove, if the stove is over there, and I put it here on the counter like you do, then it doesn't need a blech, because you can't adjust it. It's not adjustable, period. That's why I prefer when on the crock pot, I like to pull off the handle. So it happens, it's a smaller one we have. I don't manage to jiggle the handle off. I don't start up with it. So I put a tag on it. They're just there for a heck of it. But if you pull off the handle, that's the best. Like this. Here, it has no handle to begin with. There's no way to raise the temperature. It's a constant thing. It's made away from the factory, and you, therefore, there's no need for it. If you put it on the tunnel, it looks like it's on the stove, right? And this one is with a blech, and this one is electric stove. On the stove, then that's not proper. A kind of marasai in heker, right? Shalol usharos mishar kelim. Ach lo muva madu yamidu al hatanu. Why would one want to put it on the stove? The reason why I put it on the stove is because it's a good spot for it. I mean, you don't want it on your dining room table, so... Okay, next. These are now critical shailas halacha lemaaseh. Dot chimu mayim chashmali, our coffee pot. She'i efshar lahagbir chomo. There's no way to make it hotter. That's true for almost all the coffee pots that we have. There's no adjustment, no way you make it hotter. But automatically, the thing is so programmed, when you connect it to cold water, it goes on a higher heat, right? And when the temperature is reached, it switches off to a lower circuit, right? So-called warm circuit. There's a boil circuit and a warm circuit. That's how almost all of them are made. You with us? Yeah. So, but the fact is, you can do nothing. You're not able to adjust anything. Sheyefshal ha'hag b'chomo ha'muto leses b'mayim karim l'chabo l'chashmal somach u'shabes. Nice. Here's a nice shayla. Usually, Mr. Shem, when your kids are married, you can ask Yosef how he does it. He's supposed to do something for Shabbos, right? Besides brushing teeth, something that saves the wife a little work. So you take for yourself something that you do for Shabbos. You connect the pot, you put the blech on the oven, right? You can also cook something for Shabbos, usually a Shabbos where you're invited out. It's safer that way. Emuto losis b'mayim karim l'chabo l'chashmal somach l'chashicho. Somach l'chashabbos. No time for it to boil up before Shabbos. Right? Since it's your responsibility, right, you look at the luach. What does it say in the luach? There's usually on the luach an hour given. Some people interpret that for hadlokas neros, tell you when to light the candles. The men interpret that for when you go into the shower. Right? So if you waited for the last minute and you plug it in then, even shein locho shema yachate, what are you afraid of? Is that mevashal kol tzorko? So you're afraid shema yachate? I can't be machate. There's nothing I can do, right? Oshemikol mokom yesh locho shal dehotzoas chelik me'amayim yikaravet bishulu hashar. See, this is already a smart child. I know if the halacha is that I cannot do it, I did something wrong, I didn't watch the clock, and it's late when I plug it in, so I come home from shul, it's still not boiled. I know what I'll do. Let me take out some water. I can do a little less water. It's a big coffee pot. Only two of you, right? So by taking out some water, it'll boil up faster. Follow? So there is a kind of shema yechate. Not by raising the fire, by reducing the quantity to be cooked. Okay, you follow? That's really a nice shayla. Isn't halacha, I must talk of play. If it's a switch I can switch on, it's also shem yechate. And if I can cause the heating, right, to go faster, not by stoking the fire, but by removing some of the food from the fire, right, that's also shem yechate. That's a very chidush. You can tie in a note. These exeres the rabbonon, right? There's the rabbonon. You're not mechuyev to extend them any further. They were shem yechate, taking out the food, make it faster. Maybe not. So no, it's svara. You shouldn't pass in that way. But you should treat that also as a method for increasing the speed by which it'll cook.
How do you ever solve that issue? You could always take up more food.
I'm sorry.
How do you ever solve that issue? You could always take up food.
By the mice, which you do Erev Shabbos.
Which would be
I did something, remember, go over Kotum. I did something to be aware of the Isur Bichel B'Shabbos. That's Mutter. Now, worry about it. And no Zeir after that. Zeir Shem Yechate is, even though it's possible to do that.
Right.
But you had to do something, right, to accede to the Zeir the Rabbonon.
Kotum, at least. It's a clear connection. What are you going to do here? Make a simon or something?
So on this here, that's the next shayla I would ask. Well, what if I go ahead and I make a simon? Right? Is that mutter? Right. That really would be totally in the machlokas in the mission of Rav Hananya and the Rabbanon, whether a low bishul called Tzorko, only Marko ben Dusoi, whether it's a gzera or not. Next. Okay, I gave it away already. I was going to ask you to figure out yourself. What's the next abbreviation? Okay, but I mentioned the word already, so it's easy to remember. Okay. Mao Shia Macham and the Soy Gabi Mayim. In the Shulchan Aruch of the Rav, right, it says Shehu Chatzi Chimum. What's Chatzi Chimum? So if Chimum is 100 degrees centigrade, right, then Macha Ben Dusoi will be 50 degrees centigrade. If you remember, we learned in Egli Tal, not so. By Mayim, Mayim is Dovot Shedech Al Shuchai. The only reason it's also to cook it on Shabbos is because Chimum per se is the object, not the water. As the water, if that were the object that you were trying to cook, then it would be Mutter. Because Dovot Shedech Shuchai is Mutter on Shabbos. You can eat it raw. So what's the Isur? The Isur is the temperature. It's also to cook the temperature of the water. Okay, that's how we will masber. Why? Tiny is that hot water is not cold water. Cold water can be drunk if you're desperate, but no one drinks cold water. You drink only tea, coffee, etc. That's the shita that the Egli Tal introduces. And therefore, what the chimum is the maisa melacha. It's also the chefza of the melacha is the chimum. You got that?
What is it? mean, what does he mean by the chefza of the malacha?
It means that, the way to remember it is 50 degrees centigrade, right, is in the water. So I take the 50 degrees centigrade and I cook the 50 degrees centigrade to make it into 100 degrees centigrade. Okay. The water happens to be hanging around there someplace. I mean the best way to remember Shabbat, but every time I don't say it, as I commented on that, that is Rashi's Meleches Tikkun. Meleches Tikkun meaning hot water is not cold water that's warm. Hot water is a unique entity. Hot water is something which you use to make tea, coffee, etc., etc. Cold water you don't. Therefore, what I did, sure, it was Nechel Kuchai, but so was the herring Nechel Kuchai. I compared it to the Dog Maluach. Right? In the Dog Maluach, also, I said, what did I really do? I said, some Leches Tikkun. I made it edible. According to the Egretal, by heating the water, I made the water edible. It wasn't edible before. I said, Nechel Chai. Yeah, Nechel Chai, like Shasat Chak Nechel Chai. It's harder to explain it to us when you put ice in your tea, right, and drink iced tea. That would seem to be an irrational act on the part of the Egretal. If the sugar puts ice, makes the tea cold, you're supposed to drink tea when it's hot. Okay, you follow that? Remember, you don't have to agree to everything. You have to just understand what he said, and since you're not prepared to paskin against him, it ends up that way.
It's just the whole, I mean, obviously nowadays, clearly cold water is not, it's not worthless. I mean, people put water in the fridge, they want cold water.
Of course.
To say it's a separate entity from hot water, that I can understand, because cold water and hot water are just two really different things.
But again, maybe really in fairness to them, to that attitude, you didn't drink cold water, even if you like cold water. You wouldn't be happy. I give you a glass of room temperature Coca-Cola or room temperature beer, right? Unless you're a Britisher, right? Who drink warm beer, but that's why
they
became anti-Semites from that. Okay. So what's the question? The question was, what's chatzi bishulo or shlish bishulo Michael ben Dosoi on water? Tshuva, hitni lemuvin kokach maze kavona the chatzi chimum ushlish chimum b'mayim lehachshu zeh Michael ben Dosoi. Why? Im nimdod b'amido shemodin chamimus b'zmaneinu shenikra termometer. You with us? You have to learn how to speak modern Hebrew, right? Harei shlish hachimum kemat zonim mamash. Vav chatzi chimum hu rak cham ktsas. What is he measuring now? In very good chat. Machab and the soy means it's edible for somebody. Meaning people are in a hurry, who like the pirates, right? They will eat it this way. They'll eat rare. But no one drinks tepid water. Either or. It's worse. Water that's not hot and not cold, right? It's kereich mekan, kereich mekan. It's of no value. Ukedei mach mensoi yohu mevushu kolkach de leshita sarosh. Therefore, mukhoch lomar de yatzaledesu shi machab benesoi. Zeu shlish bishulu Miderech hashivus inshi lahachshev l'mayim mayim busholim shidafet shialu resichos harbin uman da'oma chasi bishulo gam l'mach mensoi yisoch yoser b'im miyat soledes. No, that's not so bad. Remember, if Yasoledis is 125, which is a fair guess, someone getting low, as we said, 125 Fahrenheit is really pretty close to Chatzi Bishulo. Why? 212 is boiling water. So Chatzi Bishulo will be 106. 106 is Nishtin Hashem, not hot enough. 125, yeah, I think you're talking about hot water already. Meaning that the sensation on your tongue, on your palate, would be that it's hot water. Okay? Next. The Tanuri Geshelonu. Sheberes hagez posuach legamri. Yeah, it's a nice shailus, a kvetcherai shailus, but really clarify the halacha. What is afraid? What are we afraid of? Why we need go of a kotum? Shema yichate. Yichate means he'll make the temperature higher. The rabbon never said agzeira shema. What you mayit at a home? No. They're concerned with me, so I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll open my gas jet to the fullest. I can't make it any bigger. I don't need a brecher. That's right. I can have my, not a good idea, but I can have my stove, one of the jets, instead of being on warm a little bit, I'll make it maximum. That's as good as a brecher. Then I can go ahead and take out Dovr Mavushal Yovesh and put it on the fire. Nothing to worry about. Can't make it any bigger. I see. The Gemara clarifies the Halacha, but then the Halacha clarifies the Gemara too. Makes you think about your sources. Padu Yeshalonu, Shabeza, I guess Pasuk Lagamri, Yepsha Od Lahanglehesh, Ham so blechlich see. The Muchar, the Lushema Yechabe, Lohashinen, Gabi Mushu, Gabi Bosso Gidivov. We didn't find, well, you have to now remember a little bit what we learned already. Remember the Shaila that the Egli Tal picked it up. When he said that all basar is needs bishulu to bisra the Torah, right? And he asked from Korban Pesach and so on. So if we hold that even goat and sheep also needs a lot of bishul, right? But not as much as basar the Torah. So we mean that by if I have a goat Michael a goat dish that is on the stove, I'm worried about maybe it'll get too cooked. So no one has such a gzeira. Therefore, it should be mutud now, right, to leave a big teapot on the stove without a blech. I'll move it away from the flame. You shouldn't boil out of it, and I move it back on the flame when I need it. With a roaring flame on going. You follow? Not so wild a shaila. Could visualize that in many parts of the world, I'm sorry, many parts of America, certainly New York, right? You hardly can buy a gas oven. Almost all the ovens are electric. and therefore not such a wild shaila. I will set my electric thing on the maximum. I'll put on number 3, you have whatever it is, or if you have 3 or you have a summer dial to the end. So burn a little higher temperature, so nothing's going to happen. Not going to burn down the house and leave a roaring flame in a gas stove is a little bit irrational. That's so irrational. I don't have a blech. I forgot my blech. I went on vacation. I brought my blech, so I just turned on the gas phone, put on the electric phone. What's the tshuva? That's what we mentioned about Gabi Bosa Gdiva Oaf. There may be a svara, I want to lower the flame. But see, Rabbanan never made such a gzera. Shem, or maybe he'll want to be my tesachom. Mm-hmm. Why? Afim leke shum chash. No chash he could do in Issa Malocha. Tzorech mitam lo plug. No, you don't find that any place in Alocha. It's not like his own gzeire. That's a principle. You don't have the Rabbanan make a gzeire that says, if I have the jet on halfway, I need a blech. Right, I get but I'm fully. I don't need a blech. You can't live with such a gzera. Even though Rabbanan didn't mention it, no, that's a general principle, right? That low plug is why, because very simply, you leave the jet on fully, right? He leaves the jet on almost fully. He leaves the jet on a little bit, etc.
Low plug means that people shouldn't argue about it.
No, low plug means. Rabbanan don't make, when they made a gzera, if there is a gzera, you have to have a blech on a gas stove, then you can't tell me, but if I make my jet a little, make the flame a little bit bigger, then you can't live that way with a gzera to Rabbanan. Next, road. Haf lechabos ei shel eitzim, shor zemayim lo gozru. It's true. You have a fire in your fireplace. They never made a gzera. You can't have a fire in a fireplace. Maybe you will lower the flame or put out the flame by pouring water on it. That's true, he says. Not true for a gas jet. Avo lachabos eish ager shubakal yesh lochus. Right? In other words, you think the Rabbanan weren't worried about lowering the flame on Shabbos? They sure were. Ayin b'toises beyer dap gimel on alav, right? Mal gzera. Kahai gav, where he did, it says, Okay, now the last point. When Tosha says that clearly they were worried about Shem, maybe he'll be mocked in a sage. But then he adds another time. He says, even if you tell me, he just doesn't elaborate, and here we have it. We mentioned to you once before already. If even you tell me lahakten as a eish, there's no isur. People, you with me? Why? Because that's not called kibui. I told you that the Shrel held and personally did that way, that you turned the gas off on Yom Tov. Yom Tov kibui is also awesome. Remember, thank you, why? Well, he said that's not called kibui. If it's not called kibui, it's not kibui for Shabbos either. But that's one of the problems, why he never wanted to discuss it in his shuvas. He's afraid people will assign it to Shabbos. Remember I told you there are 3 requirements for Havoah. And a kibui is to undo one of the 3. Number 1, a combustible item. Number 2, oxygen. Number 3, temperature. So-called kindling points. When do you have a fire? When I raise something above the kindling point. If there is oxygen, it'll burn. I need something to raise above kindling point. Right? Therefore, you have. I could go ahead and put something wrapped in paper. I can put it in my oven up to 350. The paper won't burn. It's perfectly safe. Some women want to bake. They put paper on first in the pan, and then they pour the stuff in. Right? The paper doesn't burn. You raise the temperature a little bit more, the paper will catch fire. Why? It didn't reach the kindling point of paper. Put in there a plastic bag, and you'll spend the next day trying to scrape up, right, the chazarai that leaves behind from melting on your oven. So what do you do when you shut off the gas? I didn't lower the kindling point. I didn't do that. How do you lower a kindling point? New people. How do you lower a kindling point? How do you put a fire by calling a kindling point? I pour water on a fire. That all the water does, water doesn't do anything to put out the flame. Water lowers the kindling point. Now the water, because it lowers the kindling point, the fire goes out. Next, I blow out a candle. Why does the candle go out if we blow on it? Why? You took away the combustible. You blew the wax away. No, you lower the kindling point. Your temperature is 98, right? From the mouth, maybe 95, right? And the temperature for the wax, right, has to be 150 or so. Or I can go ahead and smother the flame. Like Moa talks about, use a wet skin of a goat, fresh skin of a goat. You want to put out the fire, you throw it out. What does that do? Takes away the oxygen. The halacha is to take away the oxygen, that's kibbutz. But of course, all gedi is kibbutz. Right? To pour water on is kibbutz, lowers the kidney point. To take away the combustible, that's not kibbutz. I have in my fireplace, I have five logs, and one log caught fire. I want to remove the logs that are still not caught fire. It's not my kibbutz. I didn't let new combustible to maintain the flame. When you shut the jet on an oven, what do? You shut off the combustible. Nice shaila. I'll give it to you. Give it quick. The Maharal held that you cannot light Hanukkah candles with candles. You must use oil. Why? Very nice. He says, when you light a candle, all you have burning is a little bit of molten wax. There's not a shield for it to burn a half hour after. Therefore, you didn't put enough oil in. It'll keep on there, but that's not meyuch, it's not the same. That's the tiny. Those who hold, most people hold that you can light with candles. What are they tiny? When I have a wick burn through this solid wax. No. That wax is meyuchet to that wick, and therefore it's a unit. And that unit has a shear, for adlokas nail. What will be a nice chilik la'alocha? What if on Yom Tov you want to go away and your mother lit, because she got a present, she lit big candles. Doesn't go out of house leaving burning candles.
Can you blow it out?
No. Take a knife and cut it. If you hold like the Maharal, it's perfect mutter. You just wax over there. If you hold, however, Miuchen Lepsila, then that's called kibbutz. To reduce the amount of oil, to take away the combustible, right, is also called kippur. So the shaila now is, Con Edison sends you the gas through the jet. Is that gas miyuchet to your psila? Is that part of a unit? Obviously not. They determine whether you have gas or not. You don't determine anything. They send you gas, you have gas. Don't send you gas, you have no gas. Therefore, you can't, all you miyachet to the psila, in this case, is the amount of gas that's in that little distance from the jet, from the handle, to the grid. That amount of gas is miyuchet to the psila. When I shut off my jet, that burns out. Right? And now the rest, I just took a log away. Yeah, I gave you the full Hezbollah though. You all follow what? Get that clear, it's very important. Therefore, on Yom Tov, it's perfectly mutal. I'm not machaber. I don't want to go anymore. I don't want it to burn anymore, so I take away a log.
How do we get to the point where the flame is not there in order to now take away the gas?
I'm sorry?
How do we get to the point where there was no flame in order to now just turn off the gas on Yom Tov?
No, it is a flame. That flame will go out because there's no more to burn. It's the end of the candle. I let it burn. I don't put out the flame. I put out the flame because there's no more gas. Gas burnt out. How much gas? There's a little bit of gas between the jet. That little pipe has gas. Why? When you turn off the gas, right? That burns out.
We're saying on Yom Tov, fire's on. You take the food off. You're done cooking. Just turn it off. You're taking the log away, and that's it. The fire goes out. Everything's okay.
Sure.
So there doesn't need to be okay.
Especially, why can't I do it on Shabbos also? Same Issa Kibu, Yom Tov is our Shabbos. Right. That's why. Look at the Russian. Right. Af im neimo de leka kibu klau begaz. You got it?
Yeah.
I'll tell the nashar kibu by gas. Why? I'm taking away the combustible. I'm not putting out the flame. The flame will burn out because it ran out of combustible material. Making the flame lower and putting out the flame is the same issue. That's why it's amaratzis. Those who don't accept my trail's analysis that you can put out the gas on Yom Tov, then they have to leave the flame
the same.
Never lowering it. But your mother doesn't do that.
Right.
She cooks on Yom Tov. Mm-hmm. When it starts boiling, she lowers the flame. That's regular kibbutz. No different than putting out the completely. Same Shabbos, same Yisro Daraisa.
But isn't the problem?
I'm a stopping when I shemen when I'm there.
Isn't the reason why they don't? That people don't put it out on Yom Tov is because you can't start. I mean, are you allowed to start up again?
Yeah, I leave it. Yeah, that's another reason. That's because there's no way to start the flame,
right?
Unless you have other means of doing so. Most people don't think our new stoves all have. They don't have a pilot light anymore.
Right.
In my kitchen, we have one stove, a Mexican stove, that has a pilot light. You turn it on. Burning all the time.
Our apartments
apartments
in the Heights. All the apartments in the Heights still have pilot lights because
still
they're all old stoves.
Mine is pilot.
Okay, but if you don't have a pilot light, then you count an electric starter on it. That's also on Shabbos.
If you didn't have a pilot light,
therefore you have to leave it burning.
But
most of the people don't think most ovens I can. Turn on the gas a little bit, and the gas will start flowing.
Yeah.
And then I can use a candle, a source of light, and light it on Yom Tov.
So that would be permissible on Yom Tov. That would be permissible on Yom Tov.
Yes, that'd be fine.
But even with the electric starters, even with the Rebbe you said, you can turn on enough to have the gas and bring from another.
Yeah. In most ovens that I think I've been asked shaylas about every type of oven, I think in most of the ovens. There's one or two that don't. one or two where the starter is starts first and then the gas flows. Those are most likely the safest ovens. They want to avoid you, just that, to have the gas able to flow, right, without catching fire. So some of them have the starter, but almost everybody has the starter
after the gas.
A little after.
You got to turn all the way down to start and then high, low.
That's part halacha lemaisa. That's the chiddush. That's why you can have people come out with amaratzes, not because they don't know the halacha. They don't know the whole law. Okay. Last week in the Torah you read that Yaakov sent Yehuda, where Yehuda shalach lefanov, right? Yeah. Arts of Goshen. So Rashi says, remember what Rashi says there? No, Mr. Lempel, what does Rashi say on that? Or Lefanov? Remember? No? Right? Lasso Slow Base Horror. He sent Judah to make a yeshiva.
Oh, yeah.
He wouldn't go around the yeshiva. Didn't say Base Limud. The Base Horror. What's Base Horror is? To teach you answer to shilas you'll have in Mitzrayim, which you wouldn't have before. I need horor, not just limud Torah. Therefore, you got to go first, and you go check the society. You check what the kind of stoves they have, what kind of samovar they have, right? So you can then move in without violating the halacha. That's based as a chiluk in the base of horor and a base of talmud. And that's why, by the way, we have no Boti Horor. Some try to be, but no Boti Horor. Why is it there are so many people studying in Kol Olim for so many years, 20 years, 25 years? Where are all the Gedolim that come out of them? Because you measure a Gedol by how he passes a Shaila. You can ask him a Shaila and he'll answer. Ask any of these Kol Olim people, they're 25 years. The response is, I don't pass it. Funkat, I don't pass it. What do you mean don't pass it? Who the heck is going to pass it if not you going to pass it? What's going to be? You have to pass it. You spent 20 years learning the Gemara, now you know how to pass it. No, we never did that. That's why you can have in so many yeshivas where they'll learn a Gemara and never open a Shulchan Aruch. Why? They learn Gemara. I remember when I told my father Zatzal that I think I'd like to start studying for Smicha. I know his response was, Boss, the do strange learning? You want to stop learning? You know why? It's learning horor, you want to take a job as a horor. Then you start horor. I think largely the influence of my trail that's out came later, where we put the Shulchan Aruch back in the rank of Rishonim. Somebody drummed them out of the army. They declared that the Beis Yosef is not a Rishon. If it was a Rishon, you certainly start. But the Beis Yosef, he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. So what is it? It's really a punishment to the Beis Yosef, to the Shulchan Aruch. He had the chutzpah to tell me what to do. Anyone tells me what to do, I'm not going to listen to him. He's a Rishon, he's titled. Forget about the Shulchan Aruch. He's a plain Rishon. He's entitled to be studied like a plain Rishon. Right? But not. Somehow Shulchan Aruch got tensed off. That's not learning. That's a Shulchan Aruch. That's psak. Right? We're not talking about kids of Shulchan Aruch. We're talking about learning the Shulchan Aruch, right? With the Beis Yosef. Right? Okay. Next. From So therefore what? See, even in our gas jets, right? Let's assume you lower the gas on Shabbos because you're not extinguishing the flame, you're just stopping the more gas from coming. Nevertheless, once you did that, now you can raise the flame too, so you have same Shem Yechate. Chavov is a tshuva that people are not aware of. I didn't see him. I should never elaborate on this one. And it's a critical tshuva. Okay. Try to think. Remember what your mother looks like? You know, what
yeah.
Okay. You ever leave yourself in the oven, not on top of the oven?
In terms of after, meaning putting stuff in
Friday
to cook, or
which Friday in the oven?
Leave it in the oven. Put Friday in the oven right before Shabbos. Turn it from 200 to zero. Leave it in the oven.
No. Leave it on. You want hot food on Shabbos.
And then you turn the oven.
Shabbos will take it out.
For Friday night.
Friday night, Shabbos morning, whatever you want.
Well, Friday night, we always turn the oven off right before
Shabbos.
Yeah,
okay.
Insulated.
Right. Why?
Why do we turn it off before Shabbos?
Yeah.
You can't turn it off once it is Shabbos.
Is that the reason? No. No, because we learned in the Gemara that Kilo is Muto, but Tanur is also. Because Tanur is Chom Harbe, so you go over Kotem, doesn't help by a Tanur. Mishnah is Kilo. Next Mishnah was, but Tanur, right? We can't use the Tanur on Shabbos. Because Tanur is the Chomo Harbe, therefore we don't allow even go over Kotem. So how about our ovens? I'll give you the Shaila, the way it's asked to me by caterers especially, but also by women. I have an oven, my own oven, and it works that way. I can put on a timer. You push one button and it sets the number of minutes you want the oven to be on. Then you set the temperature at what temperature, it'll turn off itself. So why should I worry about hot soup Friday night? I'll put my soup in the oven, I'll set the clock to go off an hour after we come home, in case some nudnik stops you on the way, right? So you come home a little bit later, go off an hour after I come home. The soup will be boiling hot, no problems. Tomorrow in the tunnel, you don't use a tunnel on Shabbos, it says. Even go over doesn't help. Therefore, everybody uses the other tunnel. Or your mother might turn off the oven when she benches with. Nope, what do you say? There's a real modern shaila. Here, I wish the Shver had elaborated on it in Ibiksav. But Balper, he held very clearly, I don't see any problem on our ovens. Look at Chavov. Madin tanurin shalonu lishos besocham. Now he puts stuff in the oven. Himdinon kikiro oketanu. Our tanu is it equated with a kiro of the Gemara, where gor of a kotum is okay, or is it the yeshloma didinam kikiro? Why it's a tanu? Why do you call a kiro? Meyachad the yesh behem thermostat sheimeneich lehem leschamim beyoser. What does the Gemara say? Why is the tanur also? Because it's a big thing, and I'm afraid you leave behind a few coals, you won't need to clean it out too well. It doesn't say you can't. It's exactly they made, because it's hard to clean out a tanur from all the coal. There'll be a little bit of embers left in there, I'm afraid, them, when you see the food isn't ready, Zeh Shem Yechate on a tanur exists. But our tanur, I can't, there's also Zeh Shem Yechate. Why?
No
coal. I got to move. It's a thermostat. I set the thermostat. I have to go ahead and raise the thermostat. Well, that's what I'll do. Very simple. I'll put a piece of tape over the thermostat. There'll be a heckle. That's as good as kotum. Right? So, is there the same zera as the other ovens?
The thermostat does what? It stops it from going above a certain point?
It's set a set temperature. It's not, I can't raise the temperature except by moving the thermostat. So I want one more, the thermostat, I'll put a simen on it. I'll put a blech on the thermostat.
Thermostat is different than just a dial, putting it up and down?
But you set the thermostat on Friday.
The dial
specifically
is the thermostat.
Shabbos oven?
No, all our ovens have thermostats.
Okay.
You set the oven 200, 300, 400, right? Therefore, what are you afraid of in this oven? That there are coals left in there? That you didn't clean out well? No, it's all set on the thermostat. What then? I'm afraid I'll move the thermostat. That's no problem. I go ahead, I put a blech on the thermostat. A heck on the thermostat.
And then you won't move it.
Right? Tshuva, Svoras, Svoras, I mean, what is it? Nechona, Yesh Gam Besochon Din Kira. You treat it like a Kira, which means it needs Gol over Kotum. What's Gol over Kotum? Put a piece of tape on the thermostat setter, on the dial that sets the thermostat.
What's the word in the Tshuva, Svoras Kisra?
New people. We're going slowly in the scene, but I want it to be worth the effort. Look at Hosea.
Wait, Rabbi.
Huh?
What's in Tshuva and Chava, what is that? Svaras, what's that word?
Svaras Kvoto Rosso. That's a polite. That's a right to speak to somebody. The whole thing is Quote Rosso Horomo is the dear sir. She ate Gambetochen Dint Kivo. Now, Chav Zion. Kimudani Shashamati. After low Mahana Blech, Harogil Meacha changed the Simon Maspik. Mokom told Kupsa Shaldar the funnels. This is a confusing tshuva. It's not what the shir held. I mentioned to you what we learned in Gemara the first time. I told you that my shir held that a blech on the oven doesn't make any sense. It doesn't do anything. The blech should have an addition, right? A ledge that goes over the jets. So he has to shayla this way, so he gets them this way. There's some people, in my early days, it was very common that you went ahead and you wanted to put a cholt. We didn't have crockpot, so you had a blech, but you had a box. A little box which was used also on Pesach. People didn't know how to kasher for Pesach.
Oh, the metal box thing.
Huh?
We have one of those in our house still.
Really?
The metal box, yeah.
Right. That was the custom. Right. And you put yourself in the, and that's on the blech.
Ooh.
That's on the fire, rather.
Yeah.
Right.
So
you have a little fire there, and so you have a little oven on top of the oven. Right, with two shelves.
Has to be blech.
Yeah.
And
the piece
coming over, coming all the time.
We have one of those.
That's what he's asking. The lo mahan the blech harogel, that the plain blech is not proper for Shabbos. Miachad sheins says simon must speak. He unfortunately didn't elaborate on it. I elaborated for you already because it doesn't cover the jets. Mikomokom hoel kupsa shadal defanos. But a box, even though it doesn't cover the jets, that doesn't cover the jets either. Right? Tshuva belech ke kupsa shoshe bidal defanos. Mistabel shemuto lichos gam lahavsir. You're not covering the jets either. I can also adjust the jets. That's such a unique Shabbos symbol. Right? A Samba Sibon. That it's as good as covering the jets.
When you say cover the jets, you mean cover the control for the jets.
Right.
Okay.
The
knobs.
Yeah.
Knobs. Not the actual jets themselves.
Right. Okay, see if we can catch one more. Here's the real problem. And this I don't... And they should elaborate a little bit better on this. This is a common shaila. in Eretz Yisrael, they took care of this. And maybe this, they have a Shabbos oven system, I don't know. They, but I'll tell you, halacha l'maaseh. In Shabbos, in Eretz Yisrael, see, most of the stoves are very, very interesting. They have a setting there, on, off, on, off, on, off. In other words, it goes for 20 minutes and shuts for 20 minutes. Goes for 20 minutes, shuts for 20 minutes. Whether it's a special, all my children have such an oven. So what is it? Can I put my stuff in the oven? My problem is, it's a gas oven. They have the tanks of gas outside, which are replaced. They're like our continuous supply, right? And then, if I go ahead, my oven's on a thermostat. If I open the door to take something out of the oven, the thermostat will turn it on. You try your oven. Very, very sensitive. You don't realize how much heat is lost. If I set the 350, the moment you open the oven, before you can do anything, meaning the sheer time that it takes to open the door, reach in and take out your chicken, it'll go on again.
Yeah, it's really...
You just lost
50.
You lose.
You lose 50 degrees just from opening the door.
Huh?
50, 100 degrees just from opening the door. There's a ton of...
Okay. Therefore, how can you take out the oven? You can use the oven on Shabbos, he said just before, but can't take out the food. It's a little bit of a problem. Right? What's the answer? To sit in the oven with the food. How about you? To set up a table in the oven, so eat in the oven. Tanur and Sheish Ben Thermostat, Chavches, and Mutal of Sor Dela Satano, Sheish Eno Delekes, the Nirish Eno Psychrasia. And this is, I told you, this shuvah is not accurate. It should have been a reservation written here. It depends on the kind of oven you have. So you notice how that oven that turns on, turned off, right? And you see the dial's on an off cycle. You know, it's going to be off for 10 minutes. You can take out your stuff. Later on, it'll go on. That's okay. That's a psikreshe de lo nichele. I don't want it to go on later. That's a real lo nichele. That almost everybody's mode, meaning, not lo ich pasle, doesn't care, goes on or not, but lo nichele, doesn't want it to go on. I don't want to waste the gas over Shabbos. But I set it up and I speed away till after Shabbos. He says, the answer is, if you tell me that it doesn't have to go on, it could go on, it's no different than a refrigerator. Where the refrigerator could be that the temperature is just at the point where the refrigeration of the refrigerator will turn on. Right? It doesn't go on all the time. So while you're afraid, you open the door, and that'll turn on the refrigerator. I say, no. Usually, I open the door, it doesn't turn it on. But the 10th time or the 7th time, it'll turn on. That's already a double chain of miscovering, etc. And it's not, be careless on that. My shver himself was machmir. He was matir the refrigerator there, and he had a clock. It was sold widely. We don't have one. You collect your refrigerator to the clock, and the clock into the wall, and the clock, right, went on a 10-minute cycle, right, 10 minutes off, 10 minutes on. Yeah. So that when you open the door, you can't do anything. The clock is turned off. Then it will not go on. The clock is on, then you won't be doing anything. You won't be accomplishing anything. You won't be turning it on. So they're still sold widely in various food neighborhoods.
Right.
Nothing more than what's called an interval timer. That's a whole. Eretz Yisrael, you have another chumur, a terrible chumur, right? That they don't want to use the electricity because they're Jewish workers in electricity plants.
I remember that.
So you have all of Bnei Brak practically uses a battery system on Shabbos. You're limited how much electricity you can leave on for Shabbos, because it's only from a storage battery.
Mm-hmm. My uncle works in Mea Sharim, and he remembers a time that someone was passing around the idea of a chumrah that flushing the toilet was being yotzei from Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Harab, and you shouldn't flush the toilet to use the sinks on Shabbos either. This is not a joke. They were actually thinking about it.
Yeah, very good.
The Laskama was some rabbi got his head out of his rear end and decided to not do it.
Good
child. Literally.
Wait, so is it in the sink? Or
no, neither.
Oh, neither.
Neither.
Oh,
you can
use the sink.
You
either.
Can use the sink and the toilet. Haskama. Hachal
ha'mayis. Can you take out the garbage on Shabbos?
Huh?
Can you take out the garbage on
Shabbos? Depends which art out to where.
If it's in your restored rishus, you can.
Mantra has start to beginning. The garbage is mukse. You want to eat it?
You don't need it for Shabbos.
Right. Stop using it for Shabbos. That's a special halacha called Graf Shalei. We'll have it soon in the Gemara.
What
Graf Shalei is a lot of removal because...
You want an empty garbage can.
It's empty, huh?
You want an empty garbage can.
Yeah,
It's not pleasant to have the garbage in it. It interferes with your...
Only Shabbos.
Okay.
You also argue maybe it's Hakana because you're being naked for after Shabbos.
Everyone's used to living in a dorm environment.
We're missing one boy again. I think my grandson... The question they pose is, I went ahead and I didn't put the blech on Friday in time. That's how the Shaila was asked. And now on Shabbos, you want to be able to put the blech on because you want to put stuff, you want to warm up on Shabbos. You have to have gorech v'kotov. You need a blech. Can I put the blech on Shabbos?